Fraser Bear is going to be going to my left to start with. Miss Chiefs will be going to the right. Hayward out at the center. Same gals that jumped last night. Referee steps in. Ball's up. Going to be controlled by the Glacier Bells. Zanow goes down the right-hand side. Once the baseline doesn't get it, tried to go back inside. Knocked out of bounds by one of the Miss Chiefs. Going to be the Glacier Bear basketball. Zanow sets it up. They set the stack right-hand side. Moving, waiting, waiting, looking. Try to go into Gross. She gets it, however. Converses it back around. Puts up the shot. Partially checked. Ends up in the hands of Coward. She forces up the shot. Left-hand side. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Hayward. She'll get the ball back into hands of Milne. She'll bring it up. She usually handles the ball a lot for the Mischiefs. They go right-hand side, reverse all the way around. Yellow Mimi, long three on the way, bounces around, no, fought for. Gross comes down with it, loses it, kicks the ball back out. Still nobody controls it. Now they get it back out, and the Mischiefs come up with it. Finally touched about everybody's hands that were on the court. Goes right-hand side to James. Looks inside. Zanow puts a little pressure on. They kick the ball back outside. They go into Hayward at the top of the key. She loses it. Going to go out of bounds, and the ball goes to the Glacier Bears. A lot of pressure being applied by both teams. Yep, they're going to come back out with some press. We'll see if the Glacier Bears can handle it. They did last night. Comes back out. Now there's going to be a whistle on it. I think it's going to be on Milne on the far side. She just didn't quite get to the sideline. It is. That'll be her first personal foul. Glacier Bears have the basketball far side of the court. Swint brings it down. Just beginning first quarter action. No one has scored yet. Over to Larson. She alley-oops inside to the high. Rebound comes down to Hayward. She breaks down the lane. She wants to go all the way to the hoop and does, and now she's going to draw the foul. Swinton was hustling back, just wasn't able to quite get herself set. So it'll be Swinton's first personal foul, and we will have a free throw opportunity for Hayward. She was 4 for 9. That helped get her 18 points last night. First chance for somebody to get a bucket off to the left-hand side. Doesn't go. She's going to get two. She was going hard to the hoop. She's a left-hander. Official steps in. Shot's up on its way, and this one is good. So the Chiefs take the first early lead here at 1-0. Full court pressure. Swinton reverses back. Goes over to Gross. All the way down. Stolen away by Hayward on it. And Hayward wants to go to the hoop, stops, does, puts up the shot off the side of the glass, rebound down to Gross for the Glacier Bears, and they're quick up the court this time. They don't have time to set the press up. Swinton with the basketball. She'll bring it around, takes the dribble, tries to go inside to Gross. Stepping in front of her, though, was Johnson. That was a nice play by her to step inside. She anticipated that lane and got the pass. Fouls on 4-3, Autumn Gross, so that'll be the second team foul on the Glacier Bears. 6:36 to go here in the first quarter. Miss Chiefs with the basketball. Glaciers back in a 2-3 zone, hands wide, and they go over the right side. They don't want to go to Yellow Mimi, but they go into Hayward. Stop. She wants the shot, forces up the shot. She's going to be called for the travel as she took an extra step. The Glacier Bears, they want to go to the low post also, and Hayward, for the Miss Chiefs, they want to go low post to her, so we'll see how it works out. Coward kicks the ball out to Zanow. Not across the half-court line. She's strapped on the side. Alley-oops inside goes to Coward. All the way down to Larson. She wanted the shot. Goes over to Gross. Up. Oh, off the back of the iron. Good passing that time by the Glacier Bears. Just couldn't get the bucket. Larson comes away with it for the Bears. Glacier Bears will bring it back out to the top and reverse the cross. Larson goes back to the right-hand side. Looks baseline for Swint. Jumper from about 6. A little bit short. Down comes the board as Gross puts it up, can't get it to go, and the ball now ends up in the hands of Milne, and Autumn Gross is going to pick up a second foul. I think a bit of frustration on her part. Coach Brittenham jumps up, and now he's got his first substitution. Krager will check into the game for the Glacier Bears, and Autumn will have to sit down. Pretty much what happened last night with her, too. 5:54 to go here in the first quarter. Miss Chiefs lead 1-0. Glacier Bears step back into defense. Goes left-hand side to James. All the way around to Yellow Mimi. Three on the way. She's got it. So she gets a three from that baseline. That's one of her favorite. And then she makes the steal. Goes back to Yellow Mimi again. She puts it back up. Fought for it. Rebound comes down the hand of Johnson. And she'll get it back out. Chiefs are going to miss. Chiefs are going to set up their offense now. A little bit haphazard there. So they're going to move it around. Goes through James' hands and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears fortunate there. They'll get a turnover on it. Glacier Bears will have it right here in front of our bench here, looking down at the officials. And then we're going to take a short 30-second timeout here as Coach wants to talk about it. Well, I talked to him a little bit today, and he did talk about the fact that we got to be careful with the press, because if they get us trapped, we tend to just pitch it down there, and then they're quick enough to make the steal, and that's exactly what's happened. So he's talking about that. And, of course, Pulsey got stuck over in that corner. Zanow got stuck in that corner where she wasn't across the half-court line, and also she was over by the out-of-bounds line. So she was completely surrounded, and that was forcing the turnover, and that got the easy three-point shot for Yelanini. So 4-0 to score right now. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Swinton out at the top. She'll bring it over. Goes left-hand side, back out to Larson. Keeps the dribble alive, kicks it all the way to the baseline to Swinton. Long three, a little bit long. No rebound, comes back down to Krager, up a little bit short. Rebound ends up in the hands of Yelanini, and she'll give it off to the ball handler for them. Is Melanie. She's out at the top, goes right-hand side. Oh, Jean's almost lost it, comes back out, reverse it all the way back around. Then they try to go into Hayward, stops, makes a nice move on the baseline, coming across is Jane. She puts up the shot too hard off the glass, rebound down to Johnson, and back out. They'll set it back up. Glacier Bears need to block out a little better here. Goes left-hand side, Yelanini, three-pointer on the way in and out. Another rebound, comes back down, goes out of bounds, and it goes off of one of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. Number 14, that's Guthrie Buxton, will check into the game for the Mischiefs. Running. Alley-oop goes all the way out to the top of the key to Melanie. She reverses all the way across to Yelanini. Inbounding Johnson, far side. It's the ball, looking. Alley-oops inside to Guthrie Buxton. She'll bring the ball back out. Melanie out at the top of the key, goes right-hand side. They go back into Hayward. She wants the line, going to be called for the travel, and is. She just shuffled her feet before she started, but she made a nice move to the bucket. Glacier Bears have the basketball. 4:24 to go here in the first quarter of play. Still 4-0 to score. Swent stops the dribble. 2-3 zone defense by the Mischiefs right now. They go to Cowart. She loses it, but gets it back in the hands of Swent. And she's on that baseline. Alley-oop across. Goes to Larson. Larson comes down, looks inside. And now there's going to be a 3-second call. As Zanna was down and had the easy little shot, but I think Cowart was in the lane a little bit too long. The official called it. We've got Bradford coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears, and it looks like Larson will take a quick seat. Hayward gets the ball back in to Melanie. She's out at the top of the key now. Goes right down the center. She'll go right-hand side. Waiting, looking, still can't find anybody. Comes back out to the top, goes down the left-hand side. Now it's going to be a foul on Bradford. What happened that time is they were moving down the lane real quick on the left-hand side, and Brittany just didn't get there in time and bumped the gal, and, of course, it's going to be team foul number 4 on the Glacier Bears. Inbound, goes back in. Now they'll set the offense up. Coach Wetzel, he's calling some plays out here. He wants the girls to get back into their offense a little better here. Goes down the right-hand side, kick it out to Yelanini on the left baseline. She stops, but she'll stop, fire up a three. No, rebound comes down to Bradford. She alley-oops out, gets it up to Swinton. Quick on the dribble, they break the press this time. And Swinton goes left-hand side to Bradford. She takes a couple dribbles across the right-hand side. Yelanini puts some pressure on, back to Swinton. Long three on the way, good. So Kaylee gets squared up, shoulders are squared to the hoop, and she gets it to go. 3-4, 1-point lead by the Mischiefs, and they have the basketball. Right side to Guthrie Buxton. She'll come out to the top. Melanie on the dribble. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. Now she'll put up the shot. Bounces around. Fought for it underneath. Who comes up with it? Hayward did, but she misses it. And rebound goes to Cowart. She gets the hand out to Zanow. Wants to go down the right hand side. Goes to Bradford. Up a little hoo-ah at the glass, but Cowart picks it up and puts it in. She filled that lane and put it right back up and in, did the right thing. What happened is they were coming down the right-hand side, as Zanow was. Cowart came down the left-hand side, gave her room to get to the hoop. I mean, she gave her about 10 or 12 feet on the left-hand side of the basket. As soon as she put the shot up, Destiny stepped inside, got the rebound, and laid it right back up and in. That's what you want to do, take advantage of that weak side board. We got a 30-second timeout here as Coach Joe Wetzel's talking it over with the girls. He's pretty animated about what he wants them to do, and apparently they're not doing what he wants right now. Autumn Gross picked up that second personal foul, so she's been on the bench ever since, but Krager has definitely stepped in there and done a nice job. Bradford's in the ball game now, Zanow, Swinton, and Cowart. Mischief, bring the ball down the right-hand side, goes to Guthrie, stops, can't do anything with it, and they go left hand to Yelenemi, they go inside, could have been a foul, knocked away by Cowart, however, and Swinton comes up with it, stops, kicks the ball across, almost locked away, Bradford comes up with it, however, for the Glacier Bears, and over to Swinton, alley-oops inside to Cowart, back out to Bradford, she stops, puts up the shot, she just traveled all over the place, but the official didn't call it, but she missed the shot, and the rebound comes back down to the Chiefs. Glacier Bears lead 5-4, 2:15 to go here in this first quarter of play. Reverse it back to Yelenemi, looks inside, can't find Hayward. Now they'll post it up on this side. Good defense by Cowart as they're not letting her get in front this time. Goes inside on the pass, ball's on the floor. Swinton comes up with it for the Glacier Bears as they try to drive inside. Guthrie Buxton lost it. So we're going to have some substitutions here at the next chance for both teams. Bradford with the dribble out at the top. 1:48 to go. Kicks the ball across to Swinton. Next underneath, goes up, and good. Oh, nice play by Krager. And I guess it got inside, got the nice little pass from Swinton, and she laid it up and in. Glacier Bears lead by 3. They're setting the offense at the top again, just like they do. Melanie comes out. They're going to overload the right-hand side now. Melanie goes right down the center of the lane, forces up the shot. Going to be a whistle, and I think it'll be on Zanow. What happened is she used a nice little crossover dribble there. Got Zanow on her hip. And it is on Guthrie Buxton, so that's going to send, Melanie to the free throw line. Shot is off the side. No, she doesn't get it to go here. Now we have our substitution. Larson checks into the ballgame. Janes comes back into the ballgame again. And back at the line, Melanie fouls on 1-5, I thought, because we don't have a 1-4 out there. They finally got it sorted out. That's her first personal foul, so Destiny is not in any kind of trouble there. Shot's on its way. This one looks like it is good, and it drops right through. Kind of looked like a slow-moving, rotating basketball. Went right down the middle of the rim. Back out to the side is Swinton. Way outside, 1:13 to go here in the first quarter. 2-point lead by the Glacier Bears. They have the basketball. They go deep to that baseline to Swinton. They know she shoots from down there, so they've overextended a little bit. Made the steal as Janes goes back inside to Hayward. 1 minute to go here in the quarter. Glacier Bears up by 2, but the Chiefs, Miss Chiefs have the basketball right now. Coming across, a lot of movement by the Miss Chiefs right now. Glacier Bears have switched it up, and they've gone to a man-to-man defense. If the Glacier Bears can keep the pressure on. Go to Hayward, all around, stops, puts it up, off the glass, no rebound, comes down, tied up here. Alternating possession is going to go to the Mischiefs. That was a nice move by Hayward as she got the baseline, came outside, but got herself just a little too far under the hoop. Okay, looks like Johnson will inbound the basketball for the Mischiefs. She's got it. Looking, still nothing. They go to Yelenemi, but it's tapped out of bounds by Zanow. Not quite sure why she decided to go there with the pass. She had Hayward on this side, but it might have been part of the play. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 7-5 is the score. Glacier Bears, 2-point lead. Getting it in. Now they do. Back to Yelenemi. Comes out to the side. Almost stolen away by Zanow, however. And comes back out to the top to Melanie. Melanie, she takes it, goes left-hand side, comes back inside to Johnson, back out to Melanie, stop, jumper from about 6, off the back of the iron, fought for it underneath, who comes up with it? Looks like Johnson did, she came out of there, she's the shortest one of the group, but she was able to pull it down and come away with that board. 11 seconds to go, down to 10. Yelenemi, three-pointer on the way out the front of the iron, tapped around, ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be, with 1.7 seconds to go, it's going to be Miss Chiefs basketball under their basket. Okay, they got time to get the shot off, but they're going to have to put it up right away with 1 point, then goes out. shot back. Jane, three-pointer on the way. No. So we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears coming away with 7 and the Metlakatla Myth Chiefs finishing this quarter with 5.